This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Hot Check Court is another debtor's prison for the poor. My brother-in-law and I agree on a million things. But those are family things. Construction projects, upkeep of my trailers, automotive advice, and fixing anything and everything. But we do our best to not talk about politics because he's what you might call a Huckabee man in Arkansas terms, and I'm anything but. We know where each other stands, so we know how to walk around most of the rocks in the road. This morning at dawn, before I pulled out, he said, "You got to see this." He was following the news on Facebook, so I went over and looked over his shoulder where he was pointing. "Do you know about the Hot Check Court? They're running a debtor's prison over in Sherwood." I was all no, yes, and out the door. What the heck was a hot check court? He was onto something, though. Out of curiosity, I Googled Hot Check Court in Sherwood, which is a suburban enclave in Pulaski County, across the Arkansas River and up the road from Little Rock. What you find with Google's help is that, yes, indeed, the city of Sherwood actually has a hot check division of the Sherwood District Court of Pulaski County. How could it be that this little town has enough hot checks to have its own division? Are people driving from all over the county, the state, and the south in order to try and pass hot checks? The answer is yes, sort of. What had caught my brother-in-law's eye was that the ACLU and the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law had joined to file a suit for several defendants over the practices of this hot check division, arguing that they were effectively running a court as a money printing machine, exploiting low-income defendants by larding on fines, court costs, and penalties connected with the original offense to milk the defendant, and when they couldn't bleed them dry, they were jailing them to keep the system going. The lawyers weren't shy about referencing how similar this Arkansas mess was to Ferguson, Missouri, where this was a system on steroids. They were also quick to mention that the Justice Department had jumped in and sued several venues around the county and the country for using minor infractions as cash machines for their towns and cities. In a report by the Associated Press, one plaintiff is a good example of the system. The plaintiffs in the case include Nikki Petrie, a 40-year-old Arkansas woman who's been in jail for more than 25 days because she was unable to pay more than $2,600 in court costs. Fines and fees related to bounce check, and she wrote in 2011 for $28.93. According to the lawsuit, Petrie initially faced $700 in court fines, fees, and restitution, but the amount ballooned over the years due to related failure to appear and failure to pay charges. City of Sherwood, of course, denies everything. Their claims, though, seem hollow. They argue that it's only after the third or fourth hot check that they jail someone, and they offer payment plans to resolve the earlier problems. I'm sure no one has ever bounced a check, which is what a hot check is, essentially an NSF or non-sufficient funds matter. But these days, if you're not on top of your balances or a deposit goes bad, you could bounce a half dozen checks in one sitting. Bing, bam, boom. And the city is in cahoots with the county because Pulaski County has been sending over hot checks for more than 40 years to Sherwood to crank the ATM for them. The AP reports that this adds up to a pretty penny. Group says Sherwood relies on the hot check fees and fines as a significant revenue source for its operations. The city's receipts from district court fines and forfeitures were estimated to be at least $2.3 million in a 2015 fiscal year, Sherwood's third highest revenue source after city and county sales taxes, the lawsuit said. Before you start South bashing and pretending that, oh mercy, this is just something you find in the backwoods or in broke-ass states like Arkansas, the lawyers are clear this situation exists in a lot of counties around the state for sure, but all of us know that this is common increasingly all over the South and the country, and certainly not confined to Missouri, Arkansas, North Carolina, and other places that have been in the news for creating modern-day debtors' prisons in the backs of the poor in order to avoid fair taxation and harder political choices. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.